We welcome you again in another episode with Heroes of Faith. We'll continue the last episode about Noah with His Grace Bishop Yusuf. We welcome you, Sayyidina, in this episode. We'll continue talking about Noah, Sayyidina. He has a lot of points that we can learn from. The point that I would like to open today is, although he is one of his kind among a whole generation was evil, he has his own mistakes. We read after the situation with the flood that he fell into drinking wine to the point that he became drunk, and he took off all his clothes to the point that it wasn't a shame for the people around him. And two of his sons were able to cover him, but one of them did not take this mistake in a right way. How we deal first with the mistakes of our parents, spiritual fathers, because we are human beings, we can do mistakes.
Actually, the way Ham dealt with his father was very, very improper, because he did not cover the sin of his father. He disclosed it, and he get his two brothers to watch their father, but they were wise. That's why they brought like a sheet, and they walked backward to cover their father. And that's why Noah blessed Shem and Japheth, but Ham was cursed. And there is actually a big, big lesson to all of us. Many times we gossip either about our parents, or about, you know, our Sunday school servants, or about our spiritual father and our priests, our clergy. And many times we disclose their mistakes. And unfortunately, even now, in the media, in many TV programs, in many newspapers, we find people actually disclosing and uncovering the mistakes and the weaknesses of their fathers. And I think here we have to stop and examine ourselves and see how Ham was cursed because he did not actually cover the sin and the weakness of his father. We learn from the Bible that love covers multitudes of sins. Actually, we should not uncover the mistakes of anybody, whether they are our fathers, our children, our brethren, on whatever level they are. But especially discovering disclosing or uncovering the sins and the weaknesses of our fathers, whether parents or spiritual fathers or leaders, actually this will be punished by God, because it is a clear violation of the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother. And we need to be very, very careful, especially those who disclose these weaknesses publicly, as I said, in the media or newspaper, magazines. That's very, very scary to the life of the person who does this.
Would this interfere, Sayyidina, with the trying to improve or to change others if they do mistakes? How we can be able to differentiate between helping others by helping them to go through the correction of their mistakes and not to disclose it, and at the same time being unhappy with their mistakes.
Actually, if my goal is to correct, as the Lord told us, go and talk to Him between you and Him alone. When actually I disclose it publicly, I am making Him more angry, more frustrated. Definitely this is not the way of correcting somebody. But if I go private and address the issue with this person, actually I will be able to win him to Christ. With our parents, it depends. Should I ask a priest to intervene, or I should speak directly? Every case should be studied carefully. But again, I emphasize that public disclosing of the weaknesses, definitely it will make it harder for me to correct a person. Mm-hmm. It will create atmosphere of anger, atmosphere of rebellion, because nobody will be comfortable if his weaknesses are disclosed publicly. And it is again violation of the commandments that love covers multitude of sins.
Let's come to the very sensitive point in this story, which is drinking wine. We see a lot of our heroes of faith in the Bible that in during their lives there is a practice of drinking wine, in the especially in the Old Testament. I'm sure our Lord Jesus Christ made a distinction or made a change to the understanding of it in the New Testament or in the life we live now as Christians. How do you contemplate on this, Sayyidina?
Let me first say that in Christianity, as St. Paul said, all things are lawful. But St. Paul put four principles to see if I, as a Christian, should follow this practice or not. When he said, everything is lawful, but not everything edifies, everything is lawful, but not everything is suitable, everything is lawful, but nothing should control me, and everything is lawful, but I should not offend others. And if we apply these four principles about drinking, if you ask anybody who is alcoholic, I'm sure nobody started drinking having a goal in his mind to be alcoholic within 1 or 2 years. They started drinking having in their mind that they will never get drunk, they will never become alcoholic. But unfortunately, many of those ended up alcoholic. So here there is tendency to control. And also, I will offend others. Because if somebody see me as a leader or as a parent drinking, they will follow my example, and this can be stumbling block to others. And definitely, alcohol does not edify. Even from a medical point of view, we know it has some effects on the brain, some effects on the liver, so it does not edify. That's why, for all these reasons, alcohol is not suitable for a Christian to drink.
Situations many about the drinking, Sayyidina, it was one of the rules for a Nazarite to be a Nazarite, that he should not drink wine.
That's true. And here I want to differentiate between two ways of preparing the alcohol. Fermentation was just to take the grape juice and allow the anaerobic organism to work on it and to ferment it. And that's what we called wine. The other, we do distillation to extract the spirit or the essence of the substance. Mm. And this spirit is called alcohol. That's why in many languages, sometimes they call alcohol spirtu, from the word spirit. You know, and the percentage of alcohol in the drinks that are prepared by distillation much higher than the percentage of alcohol in the drinks prepared by fermentation. That's why there is difference between the wine and the intoxicating drinks. And in Arabic, they call it khamr wa muskir. Khamr wa muskir. The way actually we prepare the wine for the divine liturgy should be only by fermentation, not by distillation. And the percentage of the alcohol when we prepare it by fermentation is very, very minimal. It's very difficult to make somebody, you know, getting drunk. And that is the wine that was used in the wedding of Cana of Galilee. It was just wine, not intoxicating drink made by fermentation. And as I said, in some medicines, alcohol is a part of it. Or as St. Paul said to Timothy, and this was a medical advice to him because he has ascites, so he told him, take some wine for your disease. Some scholars say St. Luke, the physician, was with St. Paul, so it was like a medical advice to Timothy, not to everybody. So, again, drinking, the Christianity teaches that everything is lawful. But here we have to stop and see, is it suitable or not, following the four parameters of St. Paul.
Thank you, Sayyidina. I think we covered a few points in the life of Noah. I'm sure he has a lot of things to talk about, but we've learned a lot from this character as a hero of faith, that we always remember him when we talk how we can deal with all the evil life or the evil generation that we are living in. And we thank you for following us. And if Noah was able to become a hero of faith with the presence of God in his life, you can be a hero of faith.